सिंधु दीनबंधो जग गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तु तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone to this 131st Prerna Festival. Basically, this talk is held every month to enliven, telling me that you have to give me some title because I am supposed to print the, you know, posters and all that. So, and I had just not thought about anything. I was wondering what is to be told. This was some time back. And when he actually called me, I was reading I gave him the title. So I would like to read that paragraph. This is from the 8th canto, 5th chapter, entitled The Demigods Appeal to the Lord. The demigods are in trouble. The demons have attacked and practically they are losing. They are about to lose. And therefore now they are actually surrendering to the Lord. Please, please help us. Otherwise we have no hopes. And that is the time they are making this prayer. This is text 23. In that purport, it's a long purport. I'll just read the two paragraphs that is relevant to us. Srila Prabhupada writes the purport. Very interesting. Actually, if you meditate on this, each of these statements of his purports, there is amazing clarity of vision that comes. We may have good eyesight, you know, 20 by 20 also, unlike me. But then, that is charma chakshu. Charma chakshu means material eyes, which has limitations. You can't see beyond a particular range like that. But when we read the great Acharya's presentation of the scriptures, then the intelligence becomes purified and you are able to see things as they are. Just like none of us can see electrons, protons, but the moment we hear the science book and see through the eyes of science, then we see, oh ho, this TV is nothing but electrons moving inside, or the electricity is nothing but electron moving. So you can't see, but you see through the eye of science. Similarly, by scrutinizing study of the purports, the intelligence becomes refined. The intelligence has two diseases. First disease is doubting. Actually, doubting is good. Doubting is a sign of intelligence. Fools simply accept everything. But intelligent people doubt. But what is the difference between intelligence and over-intelligence? Over-intelligence is, even after hearing proper answer from proper authorities, still if you keep doubting, then it is very unfortunate. So, some logical answers are there, but then you have to realize it. Jnanam, vijnanam. So first is doubting. And second disease of the intelligence is lack of determination. Kalat hai pan valat nahi. They say that. I understand, but I can't. I know what is good for me, but I am not able to execute. So therefore, these purports are very important. They fine-tune your intelligence. You are able to discriminate what is right from the wrong, and you are able to execute it determined way. And therefore, so Prabhupada writes here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtana, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Why is it so glorious? Why is the Sankirtan so glorious? Ingested with so many other things. And therefore, people are making the mistake of identifying with their bodies. Even the big philosophers and scientists with whom we deal are practically all under the impression that they are their bodies. The other day we were discussing with a prominent philosopher, Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. This means that he was in the bodily conception of life. Everywhere we find the same misunderstanding. As soon as one is in the bodily conception of life, one is nothing but an animal, like a cat or a dog. Sa eva gokharaha. Thus, the most dangerous of the dirty things within our heart is this misidentification of the body as the self. Under the influence of this misunderstanding, one thinks, I am this body, I am an Englishman, I am an Indian, I am an American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This misconception is the strongest impediment, and it must be removed. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita begins with this instruction. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Although the soul is within the body, nevertheless, because of misunderstanding and animal propensities, one accepts the body as a self. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. To cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtana. The leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement should very seriously take this opportunity to be kind to the fallen souls by delivering them from the misunderstanding of material life. And I was reading the second paragraph when the phone rang. So now we are coming to the other paragraph. One cannot be happy in any way within this material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:16. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. Therefore, not to speak of going to the moon, even if one is promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, there cannot be any happiness in this material world. if one actually wants happiness, one must go to the spiritual world. Now, this is the part because of which I got the idea to give this lecture the title. Please listen to this. The material world is characterized by a struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest is a well-known principle. But the poor souls of this material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. Survival does not mean that one should die. Survival means one should not die, but should enjoy an everlastingly blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to make every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. The Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita give definite direction on how to stop the struggle for existence and how to survive in eternal life. The Sankirtan movement, therefore, is a great opportunity. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes completely purified. Thus, the struggle for existence ceases and one goes back home, back to Godhead. So, you may ask, what inspired me to tell Nandagop Prabhu that the title of this lecture should be Winning the Game of Life? I was thinking, what is the name of the game? The name of the game is Struggle for Existence. That is the game in this material world. By default, you have to play the game. As soon as you are born in this world, you have to papi pet ka sawal hai. Roti kapda aur makan. You have to struggle. Struggle for existence. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Everyone is struggling. A pauper is struggling and a billionaire is also struggling. Billionaire is struggling to maintain his billions. And the pauper is struggling to earn something and somehow improve his status quo. So everyone is struggling. No one can say that I am just coasting along effortlessly. So, the name of the game is struggle for existence. And who is winner of the game? Survival of the fittest. So who survives? Whoever is fit. And who is fit? Whoever survives. And who survives? No one survives. Everyone dies. Somebody survives? Somebody can survive. The person who realizes, I am not this body, survives in next life. That is also not complete. He still has to play the game. He has not won the game. He has to again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. He still has to play the game. The real winner of the game is who says, I have understood the perfection and I actually go back home, back to Godhead. Amito jato amcha gava, amcha ram ram ghava. He is the winner of the game. So that is the end of the lecture. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Mahaprasade Govinde. Actually, if I have to condense today's lecture in one phrase, one Bollywood phrase, Rote hue aate hai sab. Hasta hua jo jayega, wo mukaddar ka sikandar jane man kehlayega. You are clapping, but I don't know how many have realized this. Rote hue aate hai sab. Hardly any of you, I don't know whether you really know what it means. I did my MSc in Speech and Hearing Science. And generally we get a lot of mentally retarded children for, you know, therapy and all that, hearing impaired cases. The first time in the case history we asked them, when your child was born, did it cry? Because if you don't cry, there is going to be, the whole parents will be crying throughout. You have to cry, a child has to cry. Because as soon as the child is born, his lungs have to be filled with the air. You know, when the child cries, he has to take in the breath. Therefore, if the child doesn't cry, they hold him up and down and slap his bottom. Wah! Generally, you know, in movies you may have seen. First the mother is shouting, labor pain. And then she stops crying and wah! The child cries. Ah, success ho gaya, bacha ho gaya. Of course, I hope he doesn't make the mother cry rest of the whole life. So, rote hue aate hai sab. Whether you like it or not, you have to cry. And that is inevitable in this world. But, hasta hua jo jayega. Kon hasta hua jayega? Is sansar mein do hi log haste hue jaate hain. Ek pagal. You know, he's in the gutter and still he is laughing. Filthy, stinking and still he is laughing. Bechara. So such a person goes laughing. And the other person who goes is a self-realized soul. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati sa madbhavam yati na asti atra samshaya. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, at the end of life, antakale, cha mam eva smaran, one who remembers me, Krishna says, mam eva, smaran, smaran karte hue, muktva kalevaram. Kalevaram means body. One who gives up the body remembering me, yah prayati, who begins his journey, sa mad bhavam yati, he attains to my nature, my abode. Na asti atra samshay, Arjun, have no doubt about this. That is the whole life. Life is a preparation, death is the examination. And who comes out with flying colors? Who remembers the Lord at the end of the life. And so therefore, Krishna says also, as Prabhupada explains here so many times, dhiras tatra na muhyati dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavaram jara. In this body, childhood is there, boyhood is there, youth is there, and then old age comes automatically, just one after another. Keeps changing. Actually, every 7 years you are not the same body. But we don't think we have changed. Because actually we don't change the occupant. So, it goes. And dhiras tatra, dehantara prapta. Similarly, soul enters into another body. As soon as you give up this body, it enters into another body in due course of time. Some people say it takes 7 months. You sleep for 7 hours. But death is sleep for 7 months. Then you wake up in another womb. So that is the waking up. So, dhiraha tatra namuhyati. He knows I am changing this body. When you change your cloth, you are very happy. New cloth is coming. Old model gadi gaya, naya model aya. You don't cry over the old model. Achha hua, dispose karo, aage le lo. Similarly, he says, antakale cha mameva smaran. So to remember the Lord at the time of death is not easy. It's actually not easy. It's very easy to say. Sometimes people think, theek hai na, abhi maut masti karne ka, marte waqt hari bol, Hare Krishna. I wish it was so simple. It's like a student saying, kya padhne ka hai? Depend on Krishna. At the time of exam, Hare Krishna, and everything will flow. Surrender to Krishna and the hand will flow. No, sir. Even if open book test, you will not know which page to copy from. It's a fact. So, it won't happen overnight. It's the whole principle of practice. In fact, bhakti, the whole process of bhakti or spirituality, true spirituality, bhakti or devotion, is nothing but how to remember the Lord always and never to forget the Lord. Whatever we do, whatever ritual, even this lectures that we are hearing, or yatra you are supposed to go. I don't know how many of you go. Please go. It's an amazing place. We went there, especially if you are want to be doing some mountaineering. The Ugrastamba is there, where Lord Narsingadev appeared. Terrific climb. Koi mai ka lal hai to jana. Anyway, so all this, smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavya una jatuchit, sarve vidhi nishedhyasyuhu, etayoreva kinkara. All the do's and don'ts are nothing but subordinate to this principle. What are the do's? Do this, do this, do this, do this. Prescriptions. Do something that helps you to remember the Lord. And don't do anything that makes you forget the Lord. That is the essential principle of all the instructions. And then, so somebody may say, how to do it? It's very difficult, isn't it? So difficult to remember the Lord always. But there is one secret. Anyone who knows this secret can effortlessly remember the Lord. Effortlessly. How? To love. When you love someone, forget about remembering. It is difficult to forget. I see many young people here. I don't know how many have fallen in love. If you have not yet, fall in love with Krishna. That is a good choice. So, when you fall in love, in fact, Rupa Goswami makes this. As a young woman naturally, spontaneously falls in love with a young girl, and a young girl naturally, nobody teaches, you don't have to go to school to learn how to love, how to glance, how to give your heart. Pata nahi kaise mera hriday kho gaya. I lost my heart. Not in Vrindavan, in Mumbai. So nobody has to teach anyone how to love. At a particular age, it is spontaneous. Like a magnet being attracted, or an iron filing attracted to the magnet. It's so natural. Similarly, the nature of the soul is to become attracted to God. Krishna means all attractive. He is all attractive, actually. But we are not attracted because our iron filing is rusted. So much oxide is covered. So you have to scrape. Cheto darpana marjanam. You have to scrape. And that scraping is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. No sangharsh. Krishna, Krishna means scrub, scrub. Rama, Rama means pour water again and clean. Again scrub and clean. But unfortunately, as soon as you go out, again rust comes. Again you have to remove the dust. So the whole process is recommended. And one who has this, two things you can see. Acha, sometimes people ask, how am I to know that I am actually moving towards that? Two things again. First thing is, if to the extent you have actually realized that you are not the body, a person becomes fearless of death. Because he knows, I am not going to die. We had devotees, one 32 year old Russian devotee, 4-5 years in the movement, dynamic person. He got cancer, terminal sickness. And this man went to, we have a hospice. Hospice means a place where they go to give up their body. Not for sure that he is about to die. So in Vrindavan we have a hospice, Bhaktivedanta hospice. So this brahmachari was there, effulgent looking, very brilliant. If you see him, you won't even know he is suffering from cancer. very well-built person, but from inside he had developed this. So many devotees, including his guru and others, were coming to meet him. So sometimes they'll come with flowers, sometimes they come with some little morose and serious, and they want to pacify him and kind of calm him down. But when they would enter inside, he would be blossoming like a flower, and he would tell them, "Actually, I pity you all, because I am going, you are all staying back." And he said, "Don't waste time, chant Hare Krishna." He would preach so strongly, when people would come out, he said, "Who is sick? We have the cancer of ignorance, or this fellow has the cancer of physical body." It's amazing, the way he departed also, simply amazing. But he said, "Chhodna to hai bhai, sir, no problem." But the consciousness, while a person, a devotee knows, wherever I am going, I am going to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Neha bhikarmana shosti pratyavayo. Whereas a person who thinks is the body, two difficulties come. Number one, he has to give up all the things that he is attached to. Imagine if you are stuck to something and you have to pull out something. It's like fevicol laake chipka diya, khichna padta hai. It's extremely difficult. Similarly, subtle attachments are there. And because of that, when departing from the world, it's extremely painful. Very painful. You can experience this. Suppose your vehicle is, one motorcycle is parked outside and somebody comes and hits the tank and breaks the glass or something. You say, "Kali Yuga, kya log bigad gaya." But if that happens to be your motorbike, newly bought one, and somebody even scratches it, your heart gets a scratch. Standing here, up the balcony. Why? Because subtly you're connected. It's mine. And therefore anything happens to that, any dear object, any person, any situation, because most of our happiness today depends on some external object or a person or a situation, it is very, very, situation is very, because everything in this world keeps on changing. It's temporary. And therefore you are bound to be disappointed. But to the extent a person depends on his happiness, yo anta sukha antararama. It's not that he becomes detached. He understands, I have something, I need to use it for what it is meant for, before it is taken away. It's like a flower. If you are attached to the flower, then every time the one thing falls off, every petal falls off, you feel bad. But if you know this is going to be there for 1.5 days, fresh, after that it's gone. So you utilize that to that extent, knowing fully well that, but as long as there, I'm not going to utilize this. Such a person, dhiras tatra na muhyati. Secondly, a devotee knows, wherever I am going in the service of the Lord. And therefore, there is no fear and anxiety. But there is uncertainty, and therefore there is fear in a person who is in ignorance. Anyway, when we remember the Lord, that is the purpose of bhakti, as I said. All the rules and regulations are meant for remembering the Lord. Yad anudhya asina yukta. In fact, remembrance of the Lord is compared to a sword. If you have a sword in hand, you can easily, suppose there is a knot, too many knots tied up, and you have to urgently go somewhere and everything is tied up. So there are two ways. You keep on removing the knots. Otherwise you take a scissor or take a knife and cut it. Just take it and move ahead. Similarly, one who is yad anudhya asina yukta, one who is equipped with the remembrance of the Lord, which is compared to a knife, karma granthi nibandhanam. He understands, I have a body, it has its utility, I'm supposed to use it. Then, before I leave, sat nimitte varam tyago vinashe niyate sati. I know it's going to be finished after some time. How to utilize it to the best of its ability? That is intelligence. Full utilization as long as it is there. And no problem. And it goes, okay, I did my best. So, chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katha ratim. So, if you want to cut this difficulty of this kind of a thing which causes all this trouble, you have to cut it. And if you want to cut it, you will have to be equipped with a sword. And the sword is remembrance of the Lord. And that remembrance becomes easy when you have rati. Rati means love. One time I was traveling to Aurangabad and I was reading Bhagavad Gita, and opposite me one professor was sitting, and he asked me, "Oh Maharaj, kya padh rahe ho? Bhagavad Gita. Wo kya hai? Wo kya hai wo? Vedon ka saar hai. Sarvo Upanishadon ka avadok dha Gopal. Acha. Ek vakya mein sare Vedon ka saar bata sakte ho kya aap mujhe? In one sentence, not even 10 minutes." He said, "One sentence, I want you to tell me the whole essence of the Vedas." And I was thinking, 25 saal se main ghis ghis ke padhai kar raha hu, aur tere ko ek vakya mein bolu. That's the nature of people. Kali Yuga, everything crash course. Everything crash course. Everything. Because life is too short. Sab jyada time nahi hai. Jo bhi karna hai. Press the button, immediately get it. Friday matches became one day international, and one day became 2020. Just like that. Condensed, condensed, condensed. Therefore, Krishna gave a condensed Vedic seminar to Arjun on the battlefield. That is Gita. He wants further condensed. So only one sentence. And I was thinking, kya bole? And suddenly I remembered, right here, very senior sannyasi, Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, had come here many years ago. And he had told all the Vedas' essence in one sentence. See, sometimes devotees, when they read Prabhupada's books, at the end of the thing, when you ask, kya pada? Kya pada nahi malum par, kya point tha ekdam? Kya point tha? Kya point tha nahi malum par, kya point tha? So, remembrance is a big problem. Sometimes people get discouraged to study just because of this. Well, koi yaad hi nahi rehta hai. But I assure you, I can guarantee you, when the need comes, Krishna says, matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He will push himself. If you have heard carefully, if you have done shravanam, prane prayana samaye kaphavada pittai, at that time, when you needed the most, when your everything, your ears, your eyes, everything was proper, if you utilized it to attentively hear even few statements which has impressed your heart, you may forget it. But when you need it the most, it actually comes. That's the nature of the spiritual knowledge. It comes when you need it. And I remembered. I suddenly said, yes, I'll tell you. And I asked him, why you wanted such a shot? He was, abhi utarna mere ko, aagya, manar. Manmad mein utarna mujhe. So he said, tell me in one sentence. I said, yes, I'll tell you. And then I told him this sentence what Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj had told me. He said, Krishna hamare pati, Krishna hamare gati, unme lagao mati, to hriday mein unke hoge rati. Unke prati hogi rati. This is the essence. This is the essence of the whole Bhagavatam. Actually, the whole Bhagavatam was spoken to Lord Krishna by Lord Krishna to Brahma in 4 verses. In first 2 verses, the Sambandha was spoken. Sambandha means, what is my relationship?
God. Number one, He is the maintainer, He is the ultimate proprietor, He is the ultimate enjoyer. We are all His part and parcel. Mamai vamsho jivaloki jivbhuta sanatan. And secondly, if you do not see, if you see anything separate from Him, it is Maya. What is Maya? Maya means what is not. And what is not? Nothing is separate from Krishna. To seeing Krishna everywhere means to actually see Krishna's energy and therefore utilize everything in Krishna's service. So, He's Pati and He's the Gati. Ultimately, that's the destination. Yat Gatvan Anivartante. And therefore, this is Sambandha Gyan. And what is Abhideya? Abhideya means how to establish that connection by Mati. By making an endeavor to remember Him regularly. Which is the process of Bhakti. And what is the Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan? Ultimately, Vedic knowledge is three things. Sambandha, your relationship. Abhideya, how to revive that relationship. And Prayojana, why to revive? Kya milega? Kya milega? Obviously, if somebody asks you to do something, kyun? Kya milega? Kya milega kya isme? Why should we establish the relationship? Because you become happy, satisfied, blissful. Because that's your nature. Sat Chit Ananda. When you are connected. And that Ananda is when you develop love. To love and be loved is the nature of the soul. And so therefore, very beautifully, this is the ultimate goal. And therefore, if anyone can develop that, that is described, you know, Tatah Padam Tat Parimargitavyam. So understanding of the goal can actually give you perfection. One devotee in our temple, this is actually a true story. He was frustrated with life. This was 35 years back, I'm telling the story. He told me later, recently, that is 2-3 years ago. But 35 years back, when he was a unmarried person, he was living in Vileparla. And he was very disturbed, very morose. Something happened, he got frustrated. He decided to end his life. Early morning he decided, I'll go and go to the railway track and put my head and that's it. And that day happened to be Ganesh Chaturthi day. Shubhasya Shigram. So he decided. And he was straight away focused, going to actually commit suicide. And he passed through a Ganesh Chaturthi Pandal. So, some Bollywood songs were being played. Those songs were more decent than current, relatively. And he heard that song. And that song stopped him from committing suicide. That doesn't mean you keep hearing all those. But when a person is desperate, he wants to take shelter of something or other. So as he was walking, this pandal was loudly, there was a speaker being played, and the song was, he told me, A chal ke tujhe main leke chalun, ek aise gagan ke tale, jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. He said, yehi to mere ko chahiye. He wrote it down. Actually, he wrote that whole song down. Went to his house. In his colony, there was a fellow who was a cameraman in the Bollywood. He caught hold of him. He said, Kon likha mere ko pata karo? Who is the composer of this? And that fellow found out. Pata nahi, who is the composer? And he said, this is the person. And this fellow went and met him. Bola, ye aapne likha hai? Bola, haan, haan, maine likha hai. Bola, address kahan hai? He started laughing. The fellow had composed. He started laughing. Aisa thodi hota hai. Aisa hi likha bas. The fellow who wrote didn't believe. Bollywood में होता है बस. And they lived happily ever after. ऐसा कुछ होता है? बस हर एक व्यक्ति चाहता है. But amazing thing is, how can a person even think about it until and unless there must be some place there? Why do even in the fairy tale they even think they lived happily ever after in the house of chocolates? You know, so many fairy tales. How does it come into the, if there was never existing, something ever existing like that, how could it even come in your heart? It's there somewhere. But right now we are not aware. This fellow was so much convinced. Nahi, nahi, mere ko address chahiye. Bola, yaar, abhi nikal yahan se. mere ko nahi malum. This fellow was, nahi, kuch to hona, kahin to hoya chahiye, kahin to hona chahiye. And one day, somebody gave him some address of this temple. And told him, Sunday afternoon there is a program here. So he came here. And as he entered and sat down, the lecture was on the 15th chapter, 7th verse of Bhagavad Gita, 6th verse. Natat bhasete suryo na shashanko na pavakah yad gatva ananivartante tad dhama paramam. Krishna is describing, natat bhasete suryo. Spiritual world is a place where there is no sun, there is no need of moon, no need of electricity, fire, nothing. It's self-effulgent place. And yad gatva ananivartante. And he was describing, aisa jagah hai, jahan prem hi prem hai. Gam bhi na ho, aasu bhi na ho. Aasu hai, prem ke aasu hai wahan. Aise yahan tu rote rote, garam aasu nahi, thande aasu. Anand bash. And today he is one of the senior most counselors. He is guiding so many people and he is inspiring many, many people under him to understand the goal of life and achieve this. So the point is, deep inside, sometimes the people who compose this, I don't know, even this fellow who said, Mukaddar ka Sikandar, jaane man, I don't know whether he really understood the gravity of this statement. See, every statement has different levels of understanding. भैया कौन सुखी रहेगा, जिसको करोड़ मिल गया वो सुखी रहेगा बस. प्रॉब्ली दैट्स देयर लेवल. बट देन ओनली बाय स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग यू गो टू अ रियली वेरी वेरी एडवांस्ड लेवल. नाउ ओके, दैट्स वेरी वंडरफुल, हमने सुन लिया. कम भी ना हो, आंसू भी ना हो. अभी प्रैक्टिकल चीजें बोलो महाराज, दैट इज लाइक अ पीएचडी लेवल. But right now the level that we are, maybe in a KG level. It is one thing to say that I am not the body. But it is one thing, it's totally another thing to, yesterday somebody was, we were having a discussion. Somebody said, we should be elevated. I said, no, you have to descend. From bodily level to soul level, you have to descend. I said, oh. He said, why descend? This knowledge has to descend from the head to the heart. This is head knowledge. Jnana means head knowledge, theoretical knowledge. Logically, you understand. Yeah, it makes sense. But for the head knowledge to sink into the heart and become vijnana, it is a lifetime project. For it to gradually sink down. And that is sadhana. First is siddhanta. First understand the siddhanta. And then sadhana is to sink, make that knowledge sink into the heart. And once it sinks in the heart, then sadachar. Then our achar, then our every aspect of our words, thoughts and action will actually be. So, okay, now we have understood that we are not the body, we are the soul. But then, there are three levels. First is the gross body that we see of each other. Next to that is the subtle body. And next to that is the soul. But our identification with the gross and subtle body is so deep rooted that it's easy to say one thing, but it's very difficult to actually get into that. So, how do we actually move towards that? How do we move from the bodily concept to the soul concept, where we can actually, and once you're in this concept, I mean understanding this realization, it really doesn't make a difference whether you are in a spiritual world or whether you are in the material world. You are actually transcended. You can experience that even here. You transcend the dualities. So, in Shukadeva Goswami, in Srimad Bhagavatam, very beautifully describes a formula. I call it the triple A formula for self-realization or moving towards self-realization. First A is of the body. Second A is of the mind. And third A is of the consciousness. First A is more activities. The second A is of the mind, absorption. And the third A is of consciousness, to be alert. To be alert. Now, in the material world also, we see all around us, people are very active. In fact, the non-devotees are more active than the devotees. Because once you come to know we are not the body, thoda dhilapan aaya hai. Itna kyon mar ke kamane ka? Kya hai? Jyada sukh nahi milne wala. पर इतना कन्विंस भी नहीं है कि हम आत्मा है तो इधर भी नहीं तो न घर का न घाट का सो फर्स्ट इंस्टॉलमेंट इज लेजीनेस ऑफ ए साधका इतना क्यों मरमर के करना नहीं वो नहीं ये भी तक अभी तक पूरा कन्विंस नहीं हुआ है तो इतना ज्यादा करने की भी उत्सुकता नहीं है सो इट्स लाइक अ डेंजर जोन इट्स लाइक डार्क नाइट ऑफ द सोल इट इज कॉल्ड It's like entering a dark tunnel. You don't know whether that side it comes out or not. Somebody has told, Jata hai, suna hai maine. And then you enter. Bola, jabardast hai, jagah bahut jabardast hai, par ye lamba tunnel hai. Acha, pakka na, hai, aisa bolte hai, kaafi log bola hai. And then you enter, and enter, and enter, and you see the light is becoming dull and dull and dull here. Because you are going entering inside. Either, you know, as you enter the tunnel, that light on the other side becomes dimmer. And then one turn comes, S turn. And then you turn, piche ka light bujh gaya, aage ka light bhi bujh gaya, aage ka dikhi nahi raha. How long will a person be enthused to move along? Unless there is faith. नहीं उसने बोला है कुछ तो है 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 कोई तो आके बताया था एक बार सो देयरफॉर इट इज आल्सो कॉल्ड द डार्क नाइट ऑफ द सोल डार्क नाइट मींस यू नो मटेरियल लाइफ क्या है मटेरियल लाइफ में द सेंसेस हैव ए टेस्ट फॉर मटेरियल लाइफ बट इंटेलेक्चुअली यू आर कन्विंस्ड इसमें कुछ दम नहीं है And the senses have no taste for spiritual life, but intellectually you know, कुछ ऐसा कुछ है, आत्मा आत्मा कुछ है बोलते हैं लोग। तो जहाँ conviction है, वहाँ taste नहीं है, और जहाँ taste है, वहाँ conviction है कि उसमें दम नहीं है। This is a phase that a sadhaka has to go through. It's a little difficult dark tunnel, and therefore, at this time. The activity is there. Nidraya hrite naktam bevayane chavavayah. Divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharane nava. They are busy. They are convinced. I'll become happy if I go a little more. If I get this much money, this position, and this situation. If I change my location of my house from this area to that area. If I get a little extra, two more bedroom. Little this, little that. And I can assure you I'll become happy. They are so convinced. Why are they so enthusiastic? Hanging upside down in the locals, practically. Which we do, are program nahi chal yaar, chhod kal karenge program. We may not be so enthusiastic. Because they are more convinced that they are getting happiness. We are not so convinced. Atma nahi hai to by chance. Kal pata chala Bhagwan hai nahi to. And therefore we are not so enthusiastic as devotees. they are convinced, oh, thoda and I'll become happy. And absorption, Shrotavyadini, Rajendra, Nanam Santi Sahasra, so many topics to absorb themselves. Just today I was reading, one of our devotees said, detox. What is that? WhatsApp? No. What detox? This. Gadget detox. People are so much absorbed. This topic, that topic, in the whole, in the trains I see. There is no discussion. Bargul mein kuch mar bhi gaya, heart bada gaya, ho gaya. Busy, ek minute dekh raha. So much absorption in their own, you know. As soon as you get inside and sit inside, immediately you take out and start. There is hardly any conversation for hours together sometimes. So much of energy. They don't even look out. And no doubt, no wonder what kind of a consciousness that leads to, what kind of problems that it leads to. So absorption in so many things. And finally, you are so much absorbed that you are not alert to the passing of time. Time flies like that. Time is so imperceptible. Dekhte, 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 chala jata hai. I always say this, you know. Suddenly, somebody will call you uncle. Somebody will tell you, Dadaji. And before you know, you will be a painting on the wall. With a beautiful plastic garland. Permanently put. हर रोज कौन चढ़ाएगा गहन है अभी वो सो टाइम फ्लाइज लाइक दैट बिफोर यू नो क्विक 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 सो दे आर नॉट अलर्ट टू द पैसेज ऑफ टाइम बट अ डिवोटी इज ऑल्सो एज सून एज ही कम्स इन टू अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस ट्रूथ ही ऑल्सो अप्लाइज दिस ट्रिपल ए फॉर्मूला ही इज ऑल्सो एक्टिव ही इज एक्टिव But that activity is more geared towards what I want to do. I want to act in a way that I can move towards my goal. He is also absorbed. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita there is a shloka, Ya Nisha Sarobhutanam Dasyam Jagat. It is a 180 degree shift in consciousness. They are also active. These people are active. But in different modes. They are also absorbed. This person is also absorbed. This person is alert. Alert to how to make one extra money or extra advantage. But every moment of life is like millions of gold coins gone. Ayusha kshanayeko pi nalabhya swarna koti bhi. You can't purchase a moment of human life even for billions of gold coins. That's going away, but we actually don't realize. But as soon as a devotee comes to understand what is the goal of life, then he has become alert. Alert to the ticking of time. Tick, tick, tick. Oh, it's glowing. With every rising and setting of the sun. Of course. But a person is fearful. A person who understands his body is fearful of time. Because time means it is going to take away everything and snatch away everything. And for a devotee, time means exciting because he knows I'm coming closer and closer to my goal. So time is the same, but it has different perspective to a devotee and a non-devotee. And then, therefore, he starts performing. Now we are coming to the most important point. All right, I am intellectually convinced I'm not the body, I'm the soul. Very good. How do I actually go about realizing it? Usme kuch dam hona chahiye, substance hona chahiye. That is why Krishna says, yagyarthat karmanaha, anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. It has to be performed in the spirit of yagya. Otherwise you get caught up in the bodily concept. What is yagya? The other day we had Janmashtami, last Janmashtami. We performed a yagya. Huge homa, and there was a big pujari was sitting, our devotee was sitting, and we had a big fire, and he was keeping so much ghee, and swaha, pouring so much ghee into the fire, and then some dry fruits, And he lastly put one dhoti also inside. Na, new dhoti. So there was one fellow sitting, wo dekh raha tha. Dry fruit. Ghee. Kaya swaha. Achcha khasa dhoti pehna bhi nahi abhi tak. Swaha. And I could understand. Aisa dekh raha tha. Kya kar rahe ye log? And I went and I took him aside. And kaisa laga aapko? Ek prashn puchu. Puchu, mujhe maal. I could guess, I said, yeah. He said, Prabhuji, ye waste kyun kar rahe na? Bole, kyun waste kyun hai? Nahi, ghee, usko kha ke thoda mota to ban sakte hai na, kuch kaam kar sakte hai hum log. Sirf swaha dal diya apne ghee mein, dry fruits dal diya, dhoti bhi dal diya. I said, I took him aside and I said, see, try to understand. When you take water and you want to nourish the tree, where do you put the water? You put on every leaf, every fruit, every flower. Nahi, aisa thodi hota hai. Kidhar dalta hai? Jad mein. Jad kidhar hai? Andar hai na. So do you pull out and put the jad inside the water? Nahi. Aur jameen pe dal dete. Waste ho gaya na, jameen pe dala to. नहीं वो जड़ में जाएगा. बोला हाँ ऐसा ही. I asked one devotee to bring the Bhagavad Gita. I said, दसवां अध्याय का आठवां श्लोक देखो. अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत्त सर्वम प्रवर्तते. I am the source of everything. I am the root of all existence. From me comes everything. From me everything is sustained. I said, you are not seeing it. But because it is a spirit of sacrifice. See, this is the difference between a life of sense gratification and a life of responsibility of sacrifice. This is the big difference. One time I was going, again, train only, I get all kinds of people. This was around 9:30 at night. I entered the train. The coupe was empty. Only one young lady was sitting, must be 23-24 years, jeans, t-shirt. She was like corporate lady, very, looks like she's in a big position. She was like busy talking to someone. I was also talking Hare Krishna, and she looked at, after the conversation over, she looked at me, and there were only two of us in that coupe, somehow it was empty. She said, Hare Krishna. Bola, Hare Krishna. Oh, acha. And then she started striking a conversation, asking me. And then she asked me one question. So, ye ek prashnu puchu. Haan, puchu. Wohi to prashnu puchna to jeevan ka uddesh hai. Par sahi prashnu puchu. And she said, because I didn't say that to her. I was just thinking, atha to brahma jigyasa. Goal of life is to ask the right question. So she said, Swamiji, shadi karna jaruri hai kya? So far I had never been asked this question. Especially by 23-year-old girl. And I was like kind of, for some time, taken aback. Kare to achha hai. I was thinking, Babri, isko, how do I kind of reply to her? Theek hai. And I told something and and then she went to sleep also. And she was telling, she told me, kya jaruri hai shadi ka? Dekhiye, mera jo bhi jarurat hai na, all my needs are being fulfilled. I have so many friends. So when I am in this mood, I am very happy, I associate this. When I am a little morose, when I want to go around for mountaineering, I go with another kind of friend. And I am earning so much, there's no need. Practically, there is no need for me to get married. But I don't know why my parents are pushing me. Ho gaya, let jaldi jaldi karo. Anyway, I told her something and she went to sleep, but I lost mine. I was thinking, isko kaisa bole? Karte hi kyun hai aadmi shaadi? Then I started thinking. And I was reading in the Mahabharata that as soon as a person is born in the material world, he is indebted for every breath of air he lives on this planet. He is indebted to so many people. At least five kinds of people he has to pay back. Every time you take a breath inside, every day you live on this planet, meter badh raha hai, debt ka. You have to subsist. Why? Deva. First, there are five types of rin you have. Five types of debt you have. The first is deva rin. Because you are dependent, every part of your body is controlled by a particular demigod. For every time you move your eyes, a particular demigod is responsible. Even to pass stool and urine, a demigod is responsible. If he locks up and goes for holiday, you will have a holiday. So, every part of the body is controlled by certain demigods. Not only that, the sun, do you pay light bill to the sun? Try to use this electricity without paying the bill. Immediately it gets cut off. Water bill cuts off if you don't pay. Telephone bill cuts off. So much of light, heat, energy is being consumed. So much of water, air. Naak ke upar meter lagaya aur usme meter bheja to aapko bill bheja to. On two nostrils, one meter. And somebody comes to study, Vayudev comes, kitna meter hua? Ye tera bill hai. Hawa ka bill. Can you imagine how much we are supposed to pay back? Mother Earth, she is Bhudevi. She is not simply a piece of earth. How much we are utilizing everything? How much are we paying back? So Deva Rina, that is the first Rina. Then Rishi Rina, for every knowledge that you are getting, material knowledge or spiritual knowledge, thousands of people have struggled their whole life to get that knowledge, to understand it, to preserve it and to transmit it. Did you realize? Did apple fall on your nose and suddenly say, kyun fall gira? Law of gravity. So many people, so many sages, so many ancient sages have gone, this old shastra, all this knowledge, it has been transferred by dint of parampara. And every knowledge, there is somebody, and from there it has been passed down and come to you. It's like a relay race. Imagine if it's an 8,000 meter relay race, and 8 people are supposed to run the relay race. You know, you take a baton and you run 1,000 meter and hand over to the next guy. And he runs 1,000, hands over. And the 6th fellow hands it over to the 7th fellow, and the 7th fellow, chhod ya, kya bhagne gaya, chhod diya. The 8th fellow is waiting there. 6 fellows have run 6,000 meters. It's a big responsibility. It's not a question of danda kaun utha ke bhagega, chhod dena, ya thek dunga. No, we are letting down all of them. And this is a responsibility. Similarly, the spirit of yajna is this. For our survival, for our presence here, so many have done. Therefore, there is a big expectation. We have consumed so much. So, Devaruna, Rishiruna, even the spirit of burden, the concept of burden. You know, Mother Earth was burdened by demons. What is this understanding of burden? I used to think, kya hai, sab 60 kilo, 70 kilo hongi, itna burden kaise ho gaya? Why is it a burden? Very simple. Who is a burden? When you take from society more but give less, you are a burden. Imagine, in a company, if a person is taken inside, is given 5 lakhs and he does only 500 rupees, how long will the company keep him? Right? He's taking 5 lakhs and he's giving only 5,000. Oh, how long? It will be a burden to the company. Similarly, we are taking so much from this world, if we don't pay back, we are burdens. That's a burden. The concept of burden is a subtle burden. Just like time, because of time, something may become burdensome. You hold this glass like this for 1 hour, after that it will become burden. If a guest comes to your house and tells, I'm only there for 3 days. Okay. 3 din ho gaya, 8 din ho gaya. Ye ja hi nahi raha ye. He becomes a burden. Right, he has told 3 days. 3 days okay. You say, Hari, how are you? Very nice. Yeah. Aur thoda, garam garam gauch ho ye, kuch sabji thoda. Bola, abhi khata kyun? Well, sabji. So little by little you see that if staying overstay, that means you become a burden. Similarly, once utility is done, then that same thing becomes a burden. Once the crop is already given, the tree becomes a burden. Once you drink the water, the bottle becomes a burden. Itna jagah le raha hai, phek do usko. Once a person becomes old, he becomes a burden. In an uncultured society. But in a cultured society, they think, arre yaar, jawan tha, kaam kiya hai, thoda, usko samman dena chahiye. We are here because of that person's sacrifice, therefore you respect. But still, it's a burden. It's a burden. Because you're taking so much, you're not giving back. So, time, utility, even extra quantity, if quantity becomes too much. Suppose you go to a doctor and he gives you 6 mahine ka dawa hai. 6 mahina. Har din 6 ghanta mein lene ka, ek kaam karta hun, sab le leta hun ek hi baar. That becomes a burden. It's a medicine, but taken in extra dose becomes a burden to the body. It has a reverse effect. So similarly, on this planet, if you are taking and not giving, we become burden. If you really want, and whoever is a burden is a demon. Hare Krishna. This is a new definition. A demon is a burden. A demigod lightens the burden. Imagine. How do you determine who is a demon? Very simple. Or who is a demigod? Who is a devata? Daiv sarkha manus hai hote. Dev sarkha. Dev manus ani asur manus. What is the difference? When you die, how many will cry? This is a simple test. When you die, how many will cry? When people cry, अरे अरे अच्छा आदमी था यार उसके पीछे हजार लोगों का चलता था बेचारा वो गया अभी. But if people celebrate, अच्छा हुआ यार गया. Thumbs up. वो बुड्ढा इतना करोड़ के ऊपर बैठा था ना खाता था ना खिलाता था लोगों को. In the Talwan, there was a demon, Dhenukasur, gadha kahin ka. It was actually in the form of an ass. He would not eat the fruit and he would not distribute it also. It was rotting, the smell was coming. But he would not eat and when he was killed, demigod showered flowers. Sardard gaya. Celebrate karo. So such people become actually burden to the society. So it's big responsibility. Devaruna, Rishiruna, Bhutaruna. Bhutaruna means so many living entities. Can you imagine we are dependent on the cow for milk, we are dependent on the honey bee for pollinating the flower, otherwise we won't get the fruits. Nothing would come if the bees would not pollinate, the butterflies would not do their needful. If an earthworm did not do something, you won't get food to keep the crops very fertile. The milk would not become yeast. For everything we are dependent on so many other living entities. How dare we call ourselves, I'm a self-made man. Tu kya upar se pat, niche aaya kya? You just dropped from the sky? How foolish to think that we are self-made man, not dependent. Think oneself independent. How much we are dependent? Bhuta. Aap indranam. We are dependent on so many kind of professionals. imagine if there were, if you had to manufacture your own cloth. Everyone had to manufacture their own cloth. Everyone had to stitch their own cloth. Everyone had to manufacture their own shoes. Everyone had to construct their own house. वो खाएगा कब, जूता कब बनाएगा कब, कपड़ा पहनेगा कब? If everyone were to do everything, you may say, नहीं नहीं हम लोग पैसा देते हैं ना उसको, पैसा देगा पर बनाएगा कौन? Imagine if you have to learn all the trades to live yourself. So we are dependent on human beings for different kind of needs, and that expertise has come from that profession in that succession of sacrifice. That person has learnt, and before departing, he transfers to someone. He transfers to someone. That's how the whole world is going on. And therefore, as soon as we are born, we have to receive. First part of life is to receive all that we are possible. But before departing, we have to give back. And Deva Rishi Bhutanina and Pitrinam. Pitrurun. Pitrurun means for the body. For this body, you are dependent on your ancestors. And how do you pay back? That paying back is done by Shraddha and producing children. She told me, this lady, before going to sleep, kya zadi bachche, jhanjat hai. She called it jhanjat. It is a fact, it is jhanjat. I have seen. Ek chota bachcha hota, 2 saal, itna baap re, wo. It's nice. Mothers feel very nice, enthused. But it is so much anxiety. But you are also in anxiety. Why don't we realize that? And therefore, if this concept is not there, today life is only enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Achha nahi laga, chhod dena. He said, kya janjat? Some person asked me, is it really? We can live together now, why get married? वो सब झंझट बाद में कोर्ट में जाके सेपरेट होना भी झंझट है. सो द व्हाई रूट कॉज ऑफ दिस इज द लैक ऑफ प्रिंसिपल ऑफ यज्ञ. अ लाइफ ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, अ लाइफ ऑफ तपस्या. तपस्या इज व्हाट? इट इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ वेदर यू लाइक और नॉट. इट्स अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. इट्स अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ गिविंग बैक टू द सोसाइटी. I was explaining this to my sister and then she told me, "Tune shadi kyun ki nahi kiya fir?" I said, "Bola re baap re, to socha hi nahi tha main." Ye to pura AK-46 mere upar hi ghuma di. Then I told her, "Nahi nahi nahi, shastra ka usme support hai. Devarshi bhutap trinam pitri naam na king karona amani charajan." He says, "Only one, in case there are some faults in this. Suppose you are not able to pay all the bill. Still सर्वात्मनाया शरणम शरण्यम गतो. इफ यू वाटर द रूट ऑफ द ट्री, इन केस यू डिड नॉट वाटर एनी अदर पार्ट, चलता है. चलता है डजंट मीन दैट्स अ एक्सक्यूज फॉर नेग्लेक्ट, बट इन केस देर इज अ शॉर्टेज ऑफ एनीथिंग, इफ देर इज अ शॉर्टफॉल इन एनीथिंग, बट सिंस यू आर वाटरिंग द रूट ऑफ द ट्री, यू आर डूइंग इट इन द स्पिरिट ऑफ यज्ञ, एवरीथिंग एल्स इज कॉम्प्रोमाइज. Yogakshemam vahamyaham ananyas chintayanto mam yejana. Krishna says in the Gita, but if someone is 100% dedicated to my service, in case he has fallen short, I take that responsibility. Just like one man fights for the country and dies, his generation after generation, his son and his grandson and great grandson also gets some quota. You know, engineering college, freedom fighter quota. अच्छा, क्या fighting किया था आपके परदादा ने? नहीं, एक दिन अच्छा खड़े थे, उनको जेल में डाल दिया था. कितने दिन? 2 दिन डाला था. But certificate दिखा दिया कि मैंने देश के लिए जेल में गया. The government thinks, बेचारा, हमारे लिए जेल में गया. And therefore he neglected his family. So the country feels responsible because he left his family and sacrificed for fighting against our enemies. Therefore, our responsibility is next 21 generation, chalo sabko engineering seat free mein. Kyo? Freedom fighter quota. So if a atheistic country also can feel like this, why not the Supreme Lord? Nimittamatra bhava sarve sachi. Tasmat tum uttishtha. Krishna is telling Arjun, you become an instrument and execute. I have come here to establish dharma. If someone assists me, I am indebted to him. Anything that is lacking, I will fulfill that. And everything that is there, I will protect it. But this is very important. That principle is also very important. Anyway, the point is, there is a life of enjoyment or just gratification, superficial gratification of the senses, and there is irresponsibility basically, or very selfish, self-centered, self-interested kind of lifestyle, and another lifestyle of done of responsibility. Actually, when a person takes satisfaction and pleasure in executing that responsibility, that happiness, no one can snatch it from you. If you are dependent on external things for your pleasure and happiness, you are bound to become miserable because one day it will be taken away. Whereas for your satisfaction, you are dependent on serving, which is the nature of the soul, the constitutional, Jiver Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. If one takes pleasure in actually executing that service and takes pleasure in not even expecting something, but doing just that service, in that execution of service, such a person's happiness can never be taken away. In life or in death, in happiness or in distress, in honor, in dishonor, heat or cold, in any situation of life. This is a real winner in the game. Because in any situation, you know, whether it is Naraka, whether it is Swarga, because he is engaged in serving the Lord. And therefore, advanced pure devotee of the Lord is actually a real winner. Now, again, this understanding is very simple. But to come to that platform, it will not happen overnight. We just say, I have some long-standing chronic problem and you go to the doctor. Doctor, kuch aisa cheez do, instant relief hoga kya? Bole, 20 saal se cigarette pi ke aisa sadaya hai tu andar, usko abhi 20 second mein kaisa jayega? Dheere dheere lena padega, jayega wo. So similarly, since time immemorial we have been doing it. Of course, bhakti is extremely powerful. But, we have to do it very seriously. Still, this game of life is like snake and ladder. No. Kya hai? Saap siddhi. Haan, saap siddhi. Ye saap siddhi ka game hai, ye game of life. Isme saap kya hai? Tendency to just let go of your other responsibility. Chhod yaar. Aaj mood nahi hai. अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है, मन नहीं कर रहा है. एवरी टाइम वी फॉल डाउन बिकॉज ऑफ द अनवांटेड थिंग्स इन द हार्ट, दैट डर्टी थिंग इन द हार्ट वॉज प्रभुपाद कॉल्स द टेंडेंसी टू कनेक्ट विद द बॉडी, द मोड ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस इज एक्चुअली पुल्स यू डाउन. द बॉडी इज एक्चुअली डेड मैटर, द सोल इज द स्पिरिट. द सोल टेक्स यू अप. द नेचर ऑफ द सोल इज ऑलवेज गोइंग अप. And the nature of the body is pull you down. Imagine, a soul is there. A soul is in the body of a 180 kilo fellow. He can run. He can jump. But if the same soul, which is 1/10,000 the tip of the hair, goes away, to lift that body, person's body, takes 4 people. And that too, they have to keep changing shoulder. Right? So similarly, the nature of, this is like a snake and ladder. The propensities which make us move up or connect with the soul, executing these kind of do's in the scriptures, they are like this ladder. They elevate you. And anything that of the all the kind of anarthas we respond to each time, they actually pull us down. And therefore, of course, there are two things, pratikul and anukul. The anukul things are like little ladder. And the pratikul things are like the snakes, which actually pull us down. You may say, even that is a burden. Even responsibility means a burden, isn't it? Responsibility is a big burden. There are two types of burden. The burden of the beast, gadhe. Gadha bhi na, dhobi ka gadha. Wo bhi uthata hai. And there is a burden of love. There is a burden of love. That burden is a pleasure. Actually, for a man of responsibility, that burden, he actually takes it very happily. So therefore, we just have to do our best and then leave the rest, that's all. You don't have to, you try your best and let others leave the rest. You know, one time I was in our school, for 8th standard students, I did a debate competition. And the topic was, hands that work are more important than lips that pray. So I asked the children, which side do you want to be? Most of the boys and some of the girls also raised their hands at work, hands at work. And most of the girls and some of the boys said, no, no, lips that pray, lips that pray. Achha. Then I wrote down and I said, chalo, apna apna point bolo. So the boys stood up and said, Prabhuji, work is worship. Kaam, kaam se kaam hota hai. Achha. And then they wrote so many, you know, God helps those who help themselves. So very nice points. Then I looked to the girls. I said, so, abhi bolo aap, aapka kya hai? They said, Prabhuji, hands karte rehte na ye log. Draupadi ko kaun sa hand madad kiya? Draupadi ne to haath utha diya. Din bandhu dinanath, meri dori tere haath. She didn't use her hands. She just lifted her hands. She said, nahi, ye haath bhi kaam nahi aane wala. And that is the time the mercy of the Lord came. Her prayer helped her. So then one boy stood up and said, Prabhuji, prarthana karne ke liye haath zarurat padta hai na. Then another girl stood up. She said, Prabhuji, Gajendra ka kaun sa haath tha? Usne to soon uthaya bas. And in this way, hot debate went on. After, I said, okay, both points ho gaya. Abhi sach bolo. Haath rakke, haath chhati ke upar. Bolo. Do you believe in hands that work is more important or lips that pray is more important? Prabhuji, 60-40. Somebody said, nene, 30-70. Then after the whole thing, then they said, Prabhuji, abhi aam log bol diye, aap bolo. Aapka kya point hai? Sachi bolo, ye kaun sa kaam karta hai? I said, shall I tell you? I said, yeah. I said, I believe, this is my personal belief, and this is also scriptural understanding. 100% hands that work are more important than lips that pray when you are working. And 100% lips that pray are more important than hands that work when you are praying. You are clapping, but they didn't clap. They said, Prabhuji, aap to politician ho bas, dono ko khush kar rahe ho. You are trying to satisfy. Sach bolo. Such bolo, ye important hai ki wo important. I said, I'm telling you the truth. Work as if everything depends on you. And pray as if, not as if, knowing that everything depends on the Lord. I said, you want proof? So one boy had told, oh, Draupadi to 5000 saal pehle, aaj kon, aise ladki uthane do haath aur saadi aane do dekhta hu main. So he had kind of challenged. So I said, even today it is working. Even today it works. I said, kahan, kaun sa Prabhuji, kaun sa kahan, kahan hua, batao. I said, here, you listen, you look at the life of Srila Prabhupada. He said, if you read his life, he was struggling before he went to the West. Even after going to the West, the first few years, he was struggling, leaving no stones unturned. He was working as if everything is dependent on him. You're not thinking that Krishna will do everything, no? While Arjuna was fighting, he was fully fighting. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was fully executing. But, heart of heart, what was his feeling? You look at his prayer on the Jaladuta. He said, Bhakti nahi, Veda nahi, name khub daro, Bhakti Vedantana. My Lord, I have no intelligence, I have no power, I have nothing. Just make me dance as you want. Make me dance, my Lord. I'm just a puppet in your hand. So while working, it's not that he make me dance and therefore I keep sitting there sleeping throughout the day. No. He was struggling and doing all out as if everything was dependent on him. But in the heart of heart, he was dependent, thinking that everything is actually dependent on the Lord. So I would like to kind of conclude with appreciating the contribution that we have. This is we will take up this life of responsibility when we see how much somebody has sacrificed to give us what we have today. You know, like in the national calendar also you have August 15th. 15 August kyun manate? Ab ho gaya na 1947 mein ho gaya hamara. Aur har 15 August ko jhanda kyun karne ka uthane ka? Why do we do it? Why do we celebrate? Why do you observe it? Because just to remember, hey, look, for you to get what you are enjoying today, how many people sacrifice their lives? If you are not acknowledging that, recognizing it, appreciating it, worshipping that freedom, you may take what you have for granted and you may lose it very soon. So similarly, these great days of appearance and disappearance, days of acharyas, we discuss what kind of sacrifice they did, so much of hardships, this just so that we could relish, we could enjoy, we could be happy. And this acknowledgement, this recognition spontaneously, happily makes us take up the burden of love. And the more we take the burden of love upon ourselves, the less we burden Mother Earth and the society at large. This is Prabhupada's 50th anniversary of going to the West, you know, on Jaladuta. So I just composed a small poem. I would like to say this for this audience. I would like to share this. I wrote a small poem. First time I wrote a nice poem. So, more than a nice poem, it's for a nice person I wrote. First time I wrote was when I was in the hospital. Hospital ka jeevan kaisa hai, I had written. But this is something good I would just say. I'd like to share. It says, just six liner. It said, because this was the year when Prabhupada went on Jaladuta. Said, एक नाव प्रभुपाद ने लेकर एक नाव प्रदान किया. एक नाव प्रभुपाद ने लेकर एक नाव प्रदान किया. एक नाव की महिमा गाकर एक नाव से बचा लिया. एक नाव की महिमा गाकर एक नाव से बचा लिया. एक नाव का आश्रय देकर जीवों का उद्धार किया. एक नाव का आश्रय देकर जीवों का उद्धार किया. धन्यवाद प्रभुपाद, आपका सबका बेड़ा पार किया. You can clap after you fully appreciate. What does now stand for? Ek naav Prabhupada ne lekar. Obviously, it's very obvious. He took Jaladuta. एक नाव प्रदान किया. व्हाट इज दिस नाव? इन द 10th कैंटो श्रीमद भागवतम देयर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स. स्वयं समुत्तीर्य सुदुस्तरं द्युमन भवार्णवं भीमं अदभ्र सौहृदा भवत् पदाम्भोरुह नावम अत्रते. दिस नाव इज कंपेयर्ड टू लीविंग बैक. दे क्रॉस ओवर बैक टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. प्रभुपाद वेंट बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड. बट बिफोर लीविंग द बोट दट ही यूज टू क्रॉस ही लेफ्ट इट ऑन दिस साइड ऑफ द ओशन ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. एंड वॉट इज दैट बोट? दैट बोट इज हिज पर्सनल एग्जाम्पल, हिज लाइफ एग्जाम्पल एंड हिज बुक्स, हिज मैसेज, हिज कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन, हिज वंडरफुल भागवतम एंड ऑल हिज वंडरफुल बुक्स दैट वी हैव डिस्प्लेड देयर. दिस इज सो एक नाव प्रभुपाद ने लेकर एक नाव प्रदान किया. He gave us his books. He gave us. एक नाव की महिमा गाकर he made us appreciate and realize one boat. But all of us have. And what is that boat? Nudeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam. This human body. Of all the 84 lakh species of life, human body is like a boat which is most suited to cross the ocean of birth and death. So he implored us, don't waste the human form of life. This is a very special boat you have received and time is ticking off. Do not waste even a moment. So ek naav ki mahima gaakar, ek naav se bacha liya. One naav which is a crazy naav. And what is that boat? Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano anudhiyate. It is the mind. Tadasya harti pragyam vayur naavam ivambhasi. That mind is like a boat which has no direction. If you allow the senses to focus on one place, the mind goes away like that and takes you somewhere else. So be careful about the boat of the restless mind. If the wind goes this side, the senses go here and there, the mind goes away. Be careful about that. Ek naav se bacha liya. And ek naav ka ashray dekar. He gave us one ashray of one boat. What is that? The process of bhakti. Samashritaye padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare. The tendency or the process of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. एक नाव का आश्रय देकर जीवों का उद्धार किया. धन्यवाद प्रभुपाद आपका सबका बेड़ा पार. He has given us the facility by which we can conclude. So, to conclude, I'll speak two things. There is a Kabir ke dohe. जब हम आए जगत में जग हंसे हम रोए. ऐसी करनी कर चलो हम हंसे जग रोए. ऐसी करनी कर चलो. चलने से पहले कुछ ऐसी करनी करो और क्या भक्ति करो भाई. दैट वी कैन एक्चुअली अचीव द परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ. ही सेड हम हंसे जग रोए. अरे फॉर अ वंडरफुल पर्सन लेफ्ट एंड वी आर टेलिंग राम राम घ्यावा. ही रीजन्स इल हु सेज वैष्णवस डाय व्हाइल दाउ आर्ट स्टिल लिविंग इन साउंड. वैष्णवस डाय टू लिव एंड लिविंग स्प्रेड द होली नेम अराउंड. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर रोट ऑन द टूम्ब ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर, वन ऑफ द ग्रेट आचार्य नामाचार्य हु गेव अस द होली नेम. हाउ टू क्रॉस अक्रॉस? He said, he reasons ill who says Vaishnavas die while they are still living in sound. By their example, by their words, by their message, they are still living. Vaishnavas die to live because they have lived a life of sacrifice. They die to live and while living, spread the holy name around. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we have some more time. Can take one question for Prabhu. Anyone here having a question? Yes, one question there up there.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, मुझे एक क्वेश्चन, एक डाउट है. जैसे आपने बोला कि डू योर बेस्ट एंड लीव द रेस्ट. बिफोर वी लीव द रेस्ट ऑन गॉड, वी मस्ट नो व्हाट इज माय बेस्ट एंड हाउ टू नो व्हाट इज माय बेस्ट. दैट्स व्हाई, प्लीज कैन यू एक्सप्लेन दिस आंसर, हाउ टू नो व्हाट इज द बेस्ट. मतलब
एक्चुअली देर इज नो एंड टू योर बेस्ट, ट्रूली स्पीकिंग. बिकॉज फॉर अ डिवोटी हु अंडरस्टैंड्स, for all that being done to me, what can I do? But at the same time, it questions of our own sincerity. We try as far as possible to leave no stones unturned, so to say. In the sense, whatever is feasible, whatever is possible, but heart of heart, he never feels I've done my best. He always thinks, I could have done much more. I could have done much more. Which is a very healthy. That's the nature of a humble person. Number one. And secondly, he also knows that even though I am doing all my endeavor, if my endeavor is becoming successful, it is because of his sanction. Otherwise, not a blade of grass can move without his sanction. Just like Krishna says in the 11th chapter, 35th verse. Please refer to this. Krishna says, Tasmatvam uttishtha yasholabhasva jitva shatrun bhungsha rajyam samridham mayai vaite nihata purvameva nimitamatra bhava sabyasachi. Arjun, in the form of Kala Rupa, he showed that actually, it is like a original match fixing. Krishna, even before the first arrow was shot on the battlefield, in the Kala Rupa, in the 11th chapter, you know, Virat Rupa, he showed in the form of time, Dronam cha Bhishmam cha Jayadratham cha, everyone I am devouring, except you five brothers, gine chune das ko chhod ke, koi nahi bachega idhar se. Samjha, ye match ka result hai. Chal, abhi tu lad. So, but that doesn't mean abhi regret ho gaya na, abhi kya bat fekunga, ball fek ke chala jaunga pavilion pe. Nahi, you have to struggle. If you see, if you read the Mahabharata, tremendous anxiety, so much anxiety, so much planning, so much of endeavor, even though he knew what is going to be the result, because he knew that Krishna, chitva shatrun bhungsha rajyam samruddham, win over your enemy and enjoy the emperorship of the whole world. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva. I have already finished everything. Nimitta matra bhava savyasachi. Simply become an instrument. So therefore, as an instrument, we should do our best. Full, as far as possible. But heart of heart, because of humility, a devotee actually knows, I could do much more. And number two, none of my efforts could be successful if the Lord does not sanction it. Therefore, even though he may be doing his best, he feels, kiya nahi. But the Lord appreciates. The Lord appreciates. He wants to glorify his devotee. Sometimes people ask, Prabhuji, Pandavon ko itna takleef? Prahlad ko itna takleef? Humko lagta hai bhakti karna hi nahi chahiye. Even Yudhishthir told, my Lord, don't put us in so much trouble. Otherwise, it will be an anxiety. But the Lord puts his devotees to trouble just to show to the world, look at them, what substance these people are made of. They love me. It's not that, tu karega, tu mai bhi karunga. Tu mera pit khujla, mai tera. Tu agar khujla na band, tu mai bhi band, ha? Kisi aur ke paas jaunga. No, one devotee gave a brilliant example. He said, suppose there is a huge chattan, kya bolte, boulder, in the middle of the road. And if you have to remove that, remove that huge
boulder, you bring a rod, iron rod, and you look for a stone and keep it very close to that and keep that and use it as a fulcrum and press it and the whole boulder moves. If you keep it at a strategic angle. But that stone which you are supposed you are using to throw the boulder, you can't use a brick. You can't use clay. It has to be really solid stone. Because it will give under pressure. Because pura aap daba rahe ho, wo patthar, chota patthar toot gaya toh chattan hilega hi nahi. Similarly, this devotee said, the burden of the demons is like Mother Earth is facing is like that chattan. And Krishna comes with his plan. His plan is like the rod. Usko bhi chattan ko nikalna hai. Dharm ki sthapana karni hai. He desperately looks for aisa patthar jo toote nahi dabav ke andar. And that is like a devotee. He knows, isko kitna bhi pressure dalunga na, tootega nahi hai. Look at the Pandavas. Look at Prahlad. Pura dabate. And after the whole thing goes, he gives, he knows, the person who puts it, agar ye patthar toot gaya hota, to hilta nahi wo chattan. So similarly, Krishna uses his devotees simply to show to the world, this is what true love is. Look at my reciprocation and look at their reciprocation. There was so much reason to leave, but they never left me. Like that. So coming back to your point, just do your best, but don't think you have done your best. And even whatever result comes, acknowledge it and be convinced of this fact that Krishna has approved it. Without it, it won't be successful. So then you will do your best and still be humble. Otherwise, pura best karke bhi pura pani phir jayega uske. Maine kiya. Arey best kiya main. Gaya kaam se wo best ho gaya khatam.
Hare Krishna. So let us thank His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu for His wonderful class. For 3 times loudly chanting, Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhu. Some important announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome all our guests and the new students who have come for the very first time today.